In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, for our veggie growers and consumers, we're looking at
a perfect storm type of situation here.
And USDA analyst Gary Lusher says it certainly isn't the good kind of perfect.
Each of our major sources or winter supplies was hit by poor weather within the last 2 months.
Of course, we were devastated by freezes back in December while coastal California suffered from heavy rains. And then early this year, more freezing temps hit the primary California and Arizona growing regions. Usually Mexico would pick up the slack. However,
the coup de grace, we had the early February freeze that really the most severe freeze to hit Mexico in the last 50 years did substantial damage to crops like squash and field-grown tomatoes and bell peppers.
So the result?
We have prices which are three times as high as they normally would be.
And those prices could stay up there
until the spring harvest begins in late March and early April.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.